Hey everyone on the Passion Podcast, it's Brad Jones. It's great to be back with you. It's been way too long, but we are back and we're going to start releasing some podcasts. We actually just recorded, had a live Facebook chat that's going to stay on our website for a little bit. But we also wanted to put it out there on the podcast, and we'll start doing that more in the future as we move towards Passion 2017 at the Georgia Dome. So stay tuned. Hope you enjoy this conversation with me and Louie, and we'll talk to you soon. What's up, Passion 268 Generation? Hello, Facebook. It's Brad Jones, Mr. Louie Giglio
Good morning, in the house. Everyone, I'm sure that you're like us and you're dragging a little bit today because we all stayed up all night long.
Yep.
Or at least a lot of the night last night. Historic, crazy and historic night in America last night, but amazing to wake up and to know that our God is on the throne.
He's in charge.
And he is running the show in this nation. And man, what a great opportunity for us as the people of God today to lead the way, to start changing the narrative in our nation. We've had enough hate, enough division,
right. Enough
warfare. And what about changing the conversation to what's our common ground?
That's right.
What is it that we can rally around together as people? Let's be as passionate about the gospel today as anything else in this world. And man, I believe that the future is bright.
You know, right.
People say, well, if this person won or that person won, but the church is alive today. The gospel is alive today. And we will focus on what God's called us to do and not get so caught up in the rhetoric of a lost world that doesn't really know the big picture of what God's doing. Man, what an amazing thought. But
yeah,
I am a little sleepy today, I will say that.
How late did you stay up?
I stayed up the whole way. I fell asleep for about 6 minutes. No kidding.
Right, you know,
not on purpose. Not on purpose. And then I wake up and there's President-elect Trump at the podium. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to do something. And then I read the banner and it says President-elect Trump. And I was like, that happened in the 6 minutes. But I listened to his speech, which was somewhat encouraging. And, then I couldn't go to sleep because I was like everybody else. I was just thinking about what we had all witnessed last night.
Right.
Really, really amazing. And, I pray that we all come around the idea that the people have spoken. Everybody says that more easily when they win, less easily when they lose, but it is really the reality. And God is God.
We talk about it a lot around here that our lead story is that Jesus is alive. And I think as the church, that needs to continue to be our main headline in life, is remembering that Jesus is the one that is on the throne ruling over everything. So it's great to be with everybody. This is our first time on Facebook Live, Louie.
This is my first time ever on the Facebook.
Are you on Facebook? Like, do you have an account? I mean, there's fake.
I have a long history with Facebook. I had a Facebook account a long time ago. It got to where there were so many fake Louie Facebook accounts asking people to fund my orphanage in India, which is doing fantastic, by the way.
That's
Thank
a joke.
You for all of your donations and your kindness. But you know how many scams are out there, and Facebook would, maybe I shouldn't say this on Facebook, but Facebook really wouldn't help eliminate and mitigate all the false accounts that a lot of people have to navigate through. So I just got off Facebook. It's easier to say when people would ask me, is that really you? I'd go, I'm not on Facebook, but I am back on Facebook. Please come to Louie Giglio and like my page, because I have like 6 people who like it at this point.
So. What would be your favorite social media channel?
That's really, really hard to say. MySpace is probably the thing right now that I'm most excited about. You can embed music on it.
Okay, wow.
So you can put a CD in your computer, embed music into your MySpace page, and then people can listen to it on.
You've lost them. They have no idea.
Google that. It's amazing. It's coming. I think InstaStory is probably my favorite thing. I was a naysayer on that, and I'm still not really in it, but I believe in it. And I don't know really exactly how it works, but you post something on Instagram and you get X number of likes, but then you put an Insta story up and you get 5 times more people look at it. So either people look at it over and over and over and over again,
or
a lot more people are looking at Insta story than looking really at taking time to like.
It is.
But it lets you know what's going on. But I'm, anyway, good morning, everybody. We're so glad you're with us today. I love that we're in Jonathan Sheehan's office today. And on the wall over here is Isaiah 26:8 behind us, so I'm excited about that. The whole day I'm looking at you, but I'm seeing that behind you on the screen, so that's pretty cool. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth, we wait eagerly for you, for your name and renown are the desire of our souls. And someone asked me yesterday in a context bigger than Passion 2017 about our whole organization, what are some of the distinctives of Passion? And I said, well, one, I'll tell you for sure is consistency, because from day one in 1997 until this moment, we're still anchored, rooted in this big idea.
Yeah.
And it's not how many people can we get to come to an event. It's that if people will see Jesus for who he is and shift their life's orbit around him and his fame, they will be happy in life because he's the best thing in life.
Yeah.
And they will be really, really happy in eternity because he is the light of eternity. And so that's what Passion's really all about. I know you know that if you're linked in with us today, but you know, I guess the question would be back to all of us, Brad, like what is that consistent thread for all of us? Because we're a very inconsistent generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very next move generation. What's the next thing generation? But you know, at Passion, it's the thing, not the next thing. It's why do we exist?
That's right.
And that on the wall behind us is why we exist. It's why we're passionate about partnering with you to get as many people as possible to the Georgia Dome. It is simply about the power of that statement and that belief and what it can do in a 20-year-old's life or a 40-year-old's life. And that's what we're pouring into believing for. And that's why we're linking up with you guys across the nation, because we can't do that by ourselves.
Exactly. We're less than two months away from Passion 2017. So in less than 60 days, we'll have what will be a historic moment together. And in light of all that's happening in our nation and the world, I can't think of a better opportunity for all of us, especially this generation of 18 to 25-year-olds, to come together for a moment that will last a lot longer than just those 3 days that we're together. And
yeah,
we really hope that you're leaning that way with us. Whether or not you're an 18 to 25-year-old, if you are, you got to come. You got to be there. And you got
to 18 to 25-year-olds on Facebook, Brad?
I think they're back. They lost them for a bit, and they're back.
They're back. Welcome back to Facebook, everyone. We're so glad to have you back on this social media platform.
And if you're not 18 to 25, you can help other 18 to 25-year-olds get there, and you can also pray with us, because we really believe the ripple from this gathering will, we've seen it in the history of Passion. It changes the trajectory of people's lives. We hear story after story of that was a seed God planted at Passion, and everything looked different.
Yeah.
But then also we hear stories around the world that the ripple of what God's done through these gatherings has resonated and impacted people all over the world. So that's where we're aiming. That's where we're heading. We want you to be on the journey with us.
Absolutely. And we had a team lead gathering here a few Saturdays ago, team leads being the people that help steer and shepherd the several thousand door holders that it takes to make Passion 2017 happen. And there may be 100 people who lead all those teams. And they're not all on staff. Most of them are not on staff at Passion. They're moms and businessmen, and they really committed to the process of making this happen. We met. We did like a march around Jericho. I know that sounds like completely cheesy, but we prayed our way around 6 days and then 7 times around on the 7th day, because we know it's not by might or power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Whatever we're doing today, whatever you're doing today, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward, but God's spirit is the wind that makes the difference in everything. And so we're praying and believing and asking God to do what only he can do. But
yeah,
part of the work is to do the work.
Right.
And so you ask for God's favor. And then Psalm 90:17, it's been a key verse for us in our history. We've prayed it over other campus ministry leaders all over the world. I can think of pictures in my mind right now of having my hand on the shoulder of somebody in Tokyo or in Jakarta and praying this verse over them. And we've prayed it over our ministry for a long, long time. But Psalm 90:17 says, may the favor of the Lord rest on us or be on us. May the favor of the Lord be upon us.
That's good.
But the next two lines are so powerful. May he strengthen the work of our hands. See how cool that is? It's favor in the first phrase, it's work in the second phrase. So we want to divide those a lot of times and say, God, I just want your favor. And he goes, well, I'll bless what you work at. And a lot of times we're working really hard, but we're not really conscious of linking into God's favor.
Wow.
And so it says, may the favor of the Lord be on us. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands, strengthen the work of our hands. I got that backwards, but it's the same thing twice. It's a repeated verse, which means it's the emphasis of heaven. Strengthen the work of our hands. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands. So today is the work part.
Yeah.
So we're asking you, we're coming to you today humbly to say, you know, we have tens of thousands of people are coming to Passion already. But for us to get to that catalytic moment, we need you.
That's right.
And without you, we're, you know, not going to get there. Because this is not a us, it's a we. It always has been a we. So we're grateful for you. And just praying, when we were walking in those circles, marching around Jericho a couple Saturdays ago, you know, we're praying that people's mindset would be expanded. I met a girl, Brad, in Oxford, Mississippi a few weekends ago when I was there with
Auburn. Go Rebels.
Go Rebels.
All the Rebels out there, if you could just raise your hand, it'd be amazing.
Hottie toddy is what they say, Brad. And I still don't know what that means or if it's even cool to say it or not, but that's what they're all about. Mm. And I saw her, she was like, hey, just want to let you know Passion changed my life and God changed my life, not Passion. And she had a friend with her and I said, well, you guys are going to be in the dome. She said, man, I want to be. But, and then there's always the but, and it's mostly about finances. And, I said, well, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I don't know. And so we prayed right there. I there's a kid standing on the sideline at the Auburn game Saturday. Same thing, Auburn student. He said, I want to come, but I live in New York. He told me what city. I went, well, I'll see. He lives in Buffalo, New York, if you know him. And he said, I want to come, but the plane ticket, the whole thing. And I said, we're going to pray right now. So we prayed on the sideline before the game and just said, God, if you want him to be there, will you move the pieces necessary? That's the work part. And so all of us have to lean in. And I know a lot of people look at Passion and go, it's so easy. You guys just... oh, you send out an e-blast and all these people come to these stadiums. But man, our team, you know, we're doing our part.
Yeah.
And part of our part is asking you to help us doing your part.
My favorite, one of my favorite thoughts about Passion is the potential of you sitting there in the stadium, mm-hmm. your life being rocked by what Jesus is doing in your heart through the teaching, through the worship, through the community groups.
Yeah.
But it's exponentially greater if you had somebody or a few different people that were in the stadium because you invited them, because you worked really hard to get them there. And not only is Jesus changing your life, but he's using you to change somebody else's life that might not have been there if it weren't for you. And so, yeah, come and be a part of the journey with us. I've got my Aggies to the Bone shirt on today.
On.
It's a rough week for the Aggies. We were number four, but I'm still proud. And Texas A&M... even though they're several states away, they're top five.
Here's top schools right now with students registered for Passion. University of Georgia.
All right, go Dawgs.
Okay, if that ever isn't the case, then something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
It's the largest university, or close to it,
Kennesaw State's
right there. But they're number one and number two. So Kennesaw State, hootie hoo, go Owls. That's one of my alma maters. It's one of the schools I failed out of.
I don't think that counts as an alma mater then if you didn't graduate.
Okay. Legalism. Liberty University, that's up in Virginia.
Go Flames.
But it's a Christian school.
That's right.
So that makes sense. Auburn is number four, but we're coming to Auburn tonight. Ignite Auburn is tonight. So if you're anywhere near Auburn, Alabama tonight.
7:30.
Be there tonight, 7:30. And we're going to move that number up. So Liberty.
You think Auburn could get to number two?
Absolutely.
All right.
University of North Georgia, Mississippi State University, the Bulldogs, is ahead of A&M.
And when they beat us on.
And that's all. That's what it's about. They're six, you're seven.
That's why we lost.
Well, obviously, number eight is University of Florida, Georgia Southern, Samford. And then Central Florida, Georgia State, Purdue coming in there.
Come on,
okay,
Purdue.
We're a Big Ten school at number 13 because people say it's all down south. Well, Purdue is not down south.
Yep.
It's in Indiana. I know that. Then we got Tech, Florida State, the Seminoles, South Carolina. I'm looking for Baylor University. Okay, that's not around here. The Rebels, number 22.
Man, Clemson, where are you at?
Clemson used to be our bellwether campus.
Clemson used to be top five.
Used to be top five.
And
we would go there, FCA, blow up.
25. That hurts.
Man, maybe the spirit has moved on from Clemson. Maybe the cloud moved.
Maybe.
I hope not. Let's pray.
So, you know, you might be on the list of the top 100. I think Marshall's even in there. I'm looking
Marshall,
down.
The Thundering
Appalachian
Herd.
State.
The Thundering Herd. Where are they?
They're down here. They made
it.
Kentucky's
on the top page.
In the
they're
mix.
On the front page. Okay,
Lee University.
We're at the top 100, and the 100th school, this cannot be right. It's a typo. I guarantee you this is a typo. Virginia Tech.
The Hokies
are number 100.
It's been
Shout out to the Hokies. We need you back.
Raise that up.
Gobble, gobble, man. We need you guys around. Virginia Tech used to always be in the top 10. It's interesting. Things shift around in time. You know, we're still here, but other things kind of move and shift. But Virginia Tech used to be like an anchor.
Well, for but if now, you're at one of these
number 100.
Whatever campus you're at, what did you think about? What would it look like
okay,
to get
Brad,
my
I just
campus?
Found a typo.
Oh, I was just making
I
an
just
amazing
found a typo.
Point. Though.
Yeah. See, Liberty's number 94.
So they're in there twice.
So now I'm not sure.
Well, it's because somebody wrote Liberty University when they signed up.
See, people that only put Liberty, you're at number 80, and you don't even have the whole name of your school in there. So that's how good you're doing. You're at 94.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
you were saying.
It was amazing. But I was saying, what it look like to just, even in this last month of the semester, it's crazy that Thanksgiving's almost here, mm-hmm. that finals are on the corner. But what would it look like to try to rally more students from your campus, whether you're at Georgia and you're number one, you're Marshall at your number 94, or if you're Clemson at 25, you can make a huge difference, even mm-hmm. getting 10, 15, 20 people. But what if you just start with the idea of, I can at least bring one person.
That's great.
I'm coming to Passion, and I think we can all bring 10, 15, or 20, but you can bring one. You can honestly even pay for one person's mm-hmm. ticket or find the money to pay for their ticket.
Yeah.
And if each one of you brought one person. I mean, we wouldn't have space for it, but
we can make space.
We would make space.
We would all squeeze in.
So if that was a heartbeat of somebody, what would you say the best way to try to move that direction of getting one of their friends to come?
I think the first thing you want to do is open your heart and your eyes to see the world bigger than yourself. And that's the hurdle of the gospel for all of us in this little conversation today, is to look, be past, I got mine, I have a place to stay, I have a way to get there, and to look out and see someone else and go, wow, God wants them to be there. I know he does. So I'm going to step out of me and step into them. And we've heard a ton of stories of that happening across the nation. And then I think you start praying for that person. You start asking God before you even start asking them, Lord, I really want to help them get to Passion. So will you start moving all the pieces before I even have a chance to talk to them about it? Or maybe you know they want to go and you are all of a sudden seeing today, I'm part of the answer to their prayer of how they're going to be there. And so I think it starts that way. And if it starts that way, then you know, I guarantee it's going to work. 18 to 25-year-olds are the most resourceful people that you've ever met on right. the face of planet Earth. And even this conversation I had on the sideline, it was two guys there, friends standing there. One's coming to Passion, one the student from Buffalo that wants to come but can't come. And I just looked at the kid coming. I said, do you have a place to stay? He goes, yeah. I said, can he stay with y'all? He goes, you know, and that was the moment. That's the moment we're praying for. Mm-hmm. Could they just stay with you? Could they just ride with you? Could they just get in your group? Could they belong to your crew? Could they fit into your posse? And he said, absolutely. You know, okay, there's hotel. We got that covered. So that's one thing
Answer.
Down. And so that's the way this works. First, you see someone, you pray for them, and then you start a conversation with them. But it all's going to work when you open up the possibility. And we've done a lot of that math for people, like how much would it cost to four people to drive in a car from Texas to Atlanta, split the gas up, blah, 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 the hours people drive. You know, if it's anything else in the world, we don't have to do that for you. You drive all night for what you want to drive all night for. You dig deep and, you know, turn the furniture over to find 75 cents, you know, when you need it. So you can do it. It's mm-hmm. just that thing of opening up the possibility, Brad, to what you're saying. Everyone bring one.
Yeah,
that's a good hashtag.
Each one. Let's go each one. Bring
each one.
One.
That's shorter. Okay. Yeah. Each one bring one. Hashtag each one bring one. So if we got that rolling today, and then you don't have to think, man, 10 more people, that's a whole nother van and a whole nother whatever and blah, blah, blah. But if hashtag each one bring one, wow, that could be. That's history making right there.
Yeah, we got this email earlier this week, Louis, and it's from a group in Dominican Republic.
Wow.
And we're not talking about the top 100 universities. We're talking about one of the top 50 countries that's coming.
Yeah.
And they really wanted to come to Passion. and they couldn't find, they weren't sure if they were going to be able to make it with plane tickets, with registrations, and with place to stay. And they started praying. They didn't even ask us for money. They didn't ask us for scholarships, which we do have some available. But these guys are just like, we believe and are going to trust God to make a way. And all eight of them are coming fully funded, travel, lodging, and registrations, just because they believed and they worked.
Yeah.
And
from the DR.
They're going to be in the dome, eight of them. I mean, there's other stories.
You know, someone told me about that email, and you were just highlighting it, but I love the fact that they didn't just say, we want to come from the DR, that's hard, can you guys pay for it?
Right.
They said, we want to trust God to do that. This is the key to this whole thing. First statement isn't, I can't. The first statement is, God, could you make a way?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want that narrative to change for you today. That it wouldn't be, wow, man, I want to go so bad, but it would be, I want to go so bad. Lord, if you want me in that space, could you make a way?
Well, even last, 2 weeks ago in Florida when you were speaking down there, and there were students saying that they couldn't afford it, and then another person right behind them in line said, well, I'm not 18 to 25, but I can afford it, and I'll pay for your registration. And we've heard dozens of stories like that.
Yeah, hundreds.
If you could just mention that to somebody, they would love to help you.
Yeah.
And it's okay to ask and say, hey, I really want to be a part of this. And there's other stories. And there's a group in Iowa that started at two people just two years ago. Last year they brought 50. This year they're bringing over 300 people from Iowa.
Wow.
They've gotten some business.
Come on. Is that Pella, Iowa?
Pella, Iowa.
Pella, Iowa. Yeah. Wow.
And actually, they're partnering with a few different schools in Iowa. So it's gone from Pella to like multiple towns and schools there. But just the potential of all of us thinking about who we can bring.
Yeah.
It's going to change. It's going to change everything.
Yeah. So here's what we're asking you to do today. We're asking you to ask God to open your heart to the possibility that you could be a part of this new hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Each one, bring one.
We're starting something on Facebook right now. I like that.
It's going viral.
Hashtag each one bring one. That's going to overwhelm hashtag Trump whatever today. So we're just going to rise up and dominate. But if you'll open your heart to that possibility today, that's really all we're asking. And let's let God have the chance, the opportunity to do what he always does, which is work things out. And that's, you know, my motto in life. It always works out. God always works it out. And so you have to put yourself in a position. And, I, you know, this is about the dome, but we just want to encourage you in that and whatever you're doing today.
Yeah.
Don't take no for an answer too quickly. And whatever you're working on in class today or relationship thing that you're navigating or something at work or your family, don't just say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's it. But open the possibility that God can do what only God can do. And that doesn't mean he always gives us what we want when we want. We all know that. But, you know, I just don't want to end up in heaven in the line of people. It's the you have not because you ask not line.
Wow.
You know, that's, I just don't want to be in that line where God says, I would have done that. I would have changed that. I would have changed this. I would have moved in power, but you didn't ask and you have not because you ask not. And I don't think everything God's sovereign hand does in the universe is predicated on us getting, you know, our prayers precisely accurate. But I always like to get in the other line, which is, you can do what you want. You're sovereign God. But I'm not going to be in the you have not because you ask not line at the end of this. So we're asking you, God, to do it only you can do.
Well, thanks so much for joining us for our inaugural Facebook live chat. And I think...
groundbreaking.
Are we going to commit to coming back a few more times? Or
absolutely. We'll be here every day at 10:30 Eastern.
Let's go every week.
Every week.
Okay.
Every week.
And we love you guys, no matter what you're doing, where you're at in life.
Are we going to be right here every week or just somewhere every week?
We got to keep the people, you know, in suspense.
Okay.
We can't tell them everything.
We might even be on location in Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Next week.
We hope you guys have an amazing week, and we just can't wait to see you at the Dome. And it's been really, really great hanging out. I was going to try to put this on my Instagram story real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Is that? I mean, I need to get a little shout out. You got yours too? Oh, everybody, pull out your Instagram story at the same time. Hey, it's Brad. It's Louie.
What's up, everybody?
It's Misty. It's Jonathan.
We're on Facebook Live right now. Mark Zuckerberg. What's up, buddy? We're on Facebook Live right now.
Let me try that. Let me see your phone, Misty. We're still going, people. Just hang with us.
Hang on. We're working all angles here. I'm pulling up my MySpace page. Just give me one second.
Speaking of inaugural, we're on Passion 268's first Instagram story.
What's up, Mark Zuckerberg? We're on Facebook Live right now. This is amazing.
I didn't push the button, sorry.
Okay, great. Isn't this awesome?
Okay, speaking of Facebook Live, we're inaugural on Passion's Instagram story.
Hello, everybody in the Insta story world. And hey, Mark Zuckerberg, we're on Facebook Live right now. That's us.
All right, we probably lost you at this point, but that's posted, so enjoy that. And we'll. Anything else?
No, have an amazing Tuesday, and for real. Let's turn down the rhetoric. Let's turn down the warfare. Let's turn down the hate. And let's turn up faith today. Yep. Let's turn up hope today. Let's be a part of the uniting thread that supersedes all of the, you know, enmity,
yeah.
That's a good Bible word, the angst. Let's put a thread of hope in the middle of it all today, and let's show the world who the church is.